brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are now into hour number three. Did Trent ever finish? He brought up a point. I started rambling. Is Trent still there? Is he gone? He's gone. Okay. Thank you, Trent. Chris, where are you calling us from today? Sounds like an exciting place, Chris. Who's up next after Chris? Stuart, New York. You're on the air. Welcome.
Hi, Alex. Getting back to Rosie and her gun issue. Is it possible that when you talk to her, you can make her realize that the same people who pulled off 9/11 are the same people who are looking to take away the guns? It's a very close nexus. And in doing that, do you think that would alienate her from those people who are supporting her?
Well, look, Rosie isn't perfect, but I've analyzed what she's doing. I've talked to people that know her well. I've had a few communications. And the bottom line is, Rosie O'Donnell is learning the truth. She's waking up. She's never called for a total gun ban, just all this registration bull. And so I don't say she's a traitor because she's ignorant. Because Sinich is, because he knows exactly what he's doing, and he called for a total gun ban. A ban. And yes, I don't like her on the Second Amendment. I don't like her on a bunch of issues. But I'm telling you, she is waking up to the bigger world right now.
No, I certainly hope she makes the jump to the pro-gun issue.
She may never, because of the incredible peer pressure and past fights, but she could. I mean, look, Hanoi Jane came out and said she was a born-again Christian. Remember that?
Oh, very well.
And then, of course, the neocons still scorned her because,
Yeah.
You know, they don't like people repenting or saying they were wrong. They don't like that. They know.
No, the logical choice for her would be to come over to the pro-gun side, only because who are you going to turn to if the New World Order is doing what they're doing?
Well, see, all the liberals I know aren't mainline liberals anymore. They figured that out. They're out buying guns. They're at the shooting range, and they say, I understand now. This is about security. I understand. We're going into a fascist dictatorship. Now I understand what you always talk about. Believe me, man, there's a major change happening. The main problem is these fake conservatives. They're almost impossible to reach.
Well, I certainly hope that when you do get her on your show, you can put a bug in her ear regarding that.
All right, we'll see. It's really hard to get her on programs. I found out she doesn't do a lot of interviews, so...
Okay, thank you for everything you do, Alex.
Thank you. I really appreciate you. Let's go ahead and take another call here. Who's after the last caller? Kenny and KC. Go ahead, Kenny. I don't know what's going on, but we'll take your call, Kenny, if you're ready. You know what? It's too close to break. When it rains, it pours, and the callers are all off playing hopscotch or tiddlywinks. So we will just go to our guest after this quick break. Vito Valente, one of the first responders, and we will be going over that with him when he joins us coming up in the next segment. Honored to have him. And he's going to be on The View tomorrow. It was going to be last week, but the shooting happened, so they got canceled. So they taped it. They taped it Wednesday. They were live today. And, that was the point that has to be added to the Paul Watson article. I kept knowing there was something I was forgetting. It was the key to the whole deal. I got to call Paul Watson. I know he just wrote an article about Rosie and put the key in it about William Rodriguez. It's that she tried to talk about William Rodriguez today when it was live, and all of them jumped on her and wouldn't let her say his name. Literally talked over, and there may have been some on-the-fly editing because they delay it by 10 seconds. Now, that was the key. She tried to talk about Rodriguez, and we can now talk about that, about how she's been wanting to have him on the show and was blocked by the sniveling neocon. So there was the big development there. We're going to talk to Vito Valente on the other side. Stay with me.
It's here.
after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon-222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
I love the new sandal styles, but before I discovered Nonex Nail Gel, I was too embarrassed about my toenails to wear them.
If your nails look dark or discolored, now there's a solution besides hiding them. It's a patented nail gel called Nonex. All-natural Nonex clears out the source of the problem, the dark or yellow material that builds up under nails called keratin debris.
Nonex Nail Gel is absolutely amazing. My toenails now look clear, and I'm not embarrassed to wear sandals anymore.
Nonex Nail Gel removes yellowing keratin debris, is podiatrist recommended, and has been clinically shown to improve nail clarity. It's also money-back guaranteed. You'll find Nonex Gel, spelled N-O-N-Y-X, in the foot care section at Rite Aid, Walgreens, Long's, Brooks, Duane Reade, and independent pharmacies nationwide. Or online at drugstore.com. Nonex Nail Gel, for clearer nails and feet that look great in sandals.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are now about 8.5 minutes into this third hour. I want to get him and other first responders and survivors on for a full hour sometime and have two or three of these great Americans on with us. But we've just got him for this segment, very, very busy. And he's Vito Valente. I told him I was mispronouncing it as Valente. And I got a CBS News article here. 9/11 first responders were dead men walking. Years after attacks, many face reality. Death may be near. He has to be on the breathing machine. I've interviewed in New York in person these guys where I've seen them coughing up blood, folks. I mean, blood pouring out of them. I don't mean to get into details here, but where they're coughing and you see the handkerchief literally covered with gobs of blood. I mean, this is real, folks. When they can't hardly walk upstairs, they've got breathing machines, oxygen machines. They're literally coughing their lungs up. And I'm talking to Corey Rove. I don't even know if I'm supposed to talk about this, who made Loose Change. He's coughing up blood almost every day. And to you, folks, he knows what it is. This is the stinking people that run this country. They are absolute scum. And we need to financially help Vito Valente and all of these people. It says CBS 2 spoke to many who now say they are dead men walking. First responders charged towards Ground Zero on the morning of 9/11, united in their mission. I saw the second plane hit, both towers come down. Vito Valente said, I went from day to day, day to night. When things are at their very worst, it's when you are at your very best, said Mike McCormick, we've interviewed many times, said and subsequently changed my life forever. And joining us is Vito Valente, Valente, who's going to be on The View tomorrow. He taped it yesterday, unless they edited it out, as they really had to leave because they've been editing everything. Vito, thanks for coming on.
Thank you so much.
Tell us in a nutshell what you did, how you responded, and what's happened to you.
Well, I was down there at 9/11. I was down there. I was at 125 Barclay, and I was in my office. I was a grievance rep for the Board of Education, Local 372, District Council 37. And basically, I was down there that morning. I seen the second plane hit. Both towers came down. I got hit with that toxic cloud. I did search and rescue. I volunteered. I did search and rescue. Did the bucket brigade, helped with medical equipment. You know, the whole thing. I seen, you know, the bodies falling. Body parts. I removed body parts, picked up body, did everything. I was down there for 2 days. Inhaled all those toxic fumes, and now later on I'm diagnosed with pulmonary fibrosis, what Officer Cesar Borgia died of. I need a double lung transplant. I'm suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder. I have lesions on my leg, GERD, restricted airway. I'm not able to sleep at night.
Now, see, as soon as these problems came up 6 months after, it turns out, of course, they knew and covered it up, they should have immediately given first dibs. Thousands of people die a week.
Exactly.
Lungs, a lot of times, get thrown in the trash. And you guys could have all gotten new lungs, and it could have been paid for.
That's right, yeah. I mean, when we were down there, they didn't give us no respirators. They didn't give us nothing at all. I mean, all I had was an orange vest that they gave us, a little mesh vest. That's all they gave us. Now I'm really suffering. You know, I haven't been able to sleep. I'm on oxygen. I take like 23, 24 pills a day, every day. I haven't been able to lay down in a bed, laying down for almost 4 years now. I sleep in a chair in the living room, sleeping up, because I can't lay down. I have lesions on my leg. My leg is completely swollen. My heart's enlarged now. And I'm not even on a transplant list yet. Also, you know, I'm the secretary for the Feel Good Foundation. It's a foundation that helps and assist 9/11 responders that are sick. And, you know, while I'm battling my illness, I'm out, you know, I'm concentrating. It's no more about me now. I want to help other.
And, of course,
responders.
That's named after John Feel, another first
John
responder.
John Feel, yes. Yeah. John Feel is the president. I'm the secretary of the foundation. And, you know, John, when everybody else wasn't there for me, this foundation, the Feel Good Foundation, they were the only ones that were there for me. And they came to my house. I wrote to everybody for help. And my own job, Local 372, abandoned me. They haven't called me even till this day. My job, we represented the Board of Education, the city of New York, school aides, cafeteria workers. They didn't bother. The only ones that really helped me was my colleagues. All the president and all the vice president, and I worked with the vice president down there. We did it together, Ground Zero, and they didn't even bother even standing by me. And when I was down and out, the Feel Good Foundation was the only ones that were there, and they came, they helped me with food. They helped me and my family.
Well, there's plenty of lungs, and they could easily get the 1,000 or so people that have really bad damage they need.
But
without
a doubt.
They don't want to pay for it. They just don't care.
They don't care. The government needs to do. We know the government is not doing nothing. There's a lot of firemen. There's a lot of police officers that are coming down with cancer, different cancers, that they're not getting the treatment.
And they also, they know that this was happening. They knew this was happening. Why do you think that the government ordered Christina Todd Whitman to cover up how deadly that dust was?
I really don't know. But all I can tell you is that we need the responders out there, including myself. There's too many lives that have been lost. And like I said yesterday on The View, I taped a view, and it's going to be aired tomorrow. You know, like I told Rosie and Joy, I says, you know what, enough is enough. We need to stand up and let the government know. You know, the government's spending too much money on nonsense things. I mean, the president is spending so much money on this war. I mean, they should be concentrating on us. Worry about what's in our own.
Well, I will add one more point. I did tell Rosie, and this was three, four weeks ago through Ebersole when they were on vacation together in Miami. I said, tell her tonight when you meet with her, tell her, have first responders on, expose that, because you know Rosie was being attacked for her other statements.
Oh, yeah.
And see if they can attack you for defending the first responders.
Exactly. Well, that's what she did. And I tell you, when I was on the View yesterday, and I was telling my story, and I was also on with Bonnie Gifried. She was an EMS worker. She was there with me. And also in the audience was Alex Sanchez and Dr. Jacqueline Moline from Mount Sinai. When I was telling my story to her, she came out and Rosie says, and I also hear something is wrong with your leg. So when I picked up my leg and I showed her how swollen, I mean, the whole audience just was, they gasped because my leg was so swollen. And Rosie says, my God. And she actually started crying. I mean, tears started coming down. She just hugged me, and she told the audience, she says, you see, this is what the government is doing. They're not doing nothing for these responders. They were here for us. Now we have to be here for them. We're like the Vietnam veterans. We're like the forgotten people. And enough is enough. How many more lives have to be lost?
What is it like for you, sir? Let me ask you this. What is it like for you, Vito, to see the president and the Democrats as well, Giuliani, all of them, wrap themselves in the American flag and use your names every day to call themselves heroes?
It's a disgrace. It's a disgrace. It's a disgrace how this government is treating us and how the president hasn't done nothing. I mean, hasn't done nothing for us. What has Giuliani done? Giuliani has not done nothing. And he's using his name and his run for the president. You know, he's using 9/11 as, oh yeah, I was the mayor and I was down there. What is he doing for us? He hasn't done nothing for us. I mean, the president shows up. What's the president done? We've written so many letters to have the president meet with all of us. He still hasn't met with us.
He's already used your name. He's already got your name.
Yeah. I mean, you know, using myself as an example, my condition is probably, I have pulmonary fibrosis. The life expectancy is no more than five, maybe 5.5 years. And that was from my doctor coming on national TV and saying this. And I was already...
Well, they've already had all these big top institutes and top hospitals 3 years ago do the scans, and your lungs are full of glass and concrete and asbestos.
I tell you, when that cloud hit me, you know, we had crushed concrete, glass, body parts, jet fuel, asbestos, lead, zinc, all these different toxins.
Mercury that's in all the thermostats.
Exactly. And then, you know, you get, you know, Chrissy Todd Whitman to turn around and say, oh, the air quality was good. You know, it's all right. Come on back. Well, how can the air quality be good? It couldn't have been. That toxic cloud didn't just hang over Ground Zero. It traveled.
Well, we know it. It even blew across the river to the...
Exactly. It went to Jersey, Brooklyn, Queens. I mean, it's... You know, and a lot of people are suffering. You know, I get calls every day. You know, I got a call from a responder out in Florida. He was the property manager. He was the property manager for World Trade Centers. And they're not even doing nothing for him. But my foundation, we helped him, and we're helping him. We're helping him through medical care. I mean, we had him flown up here to register with Mount Sinai. I even put him up in my house.
How's Mike McCormick doing? I know he's really sick.
Mike is doing good. Mike is, you know, he's hanging in there. You know, I mean, we're all a team. You know, we're all hanging in there. We're trying to do the best we can. John, with his illness.
Now, of course, you know about all the police harassment, and he was a big hero who found the American flag. Was up there with
Bush.
As soon as he spoke out, boy, the cops started coming after him.
Well, you know what? Because they don't want to hear the truth. You know, I mean, to me, he's a hero. He found the American, he's the one that found the American flag.
But see, they like their bosses who poison them and then don't help them. I mean, that's like a dog you beat in the head and it still loves you. It's like a dog you beat every day for no reason and it still loves you. I mean, that is pathetic. Stay there. One more segment, sir. I want to talk about how people can support you and help other first responders, Vito.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. How much are you willing to lose? Take action now. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129. I believe that we are facing a financial catastrophe of biblical proportion. Over recent decades, numerous economic systems have failed. Current Federal Reserve policy and uncontrolled government spending have set the stage for the United States to be the next target. Secure your assets today by calling 1-800-686-2237, extension 129. Do this while paper can still buy gold. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easy to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
Automakers in the oil industry are in a fuel fight. Automakers claim gasoline quality doesn't measure up. Is your vehicle performing like it should? Now there's SFR Green, performance technologies for a clean planet. SFR Green's Protecta reduces emissions and improves fuel economy, meeting automakers' new standards. So do something green. For a special offer with free shipping, go to greengasadditive.com. Or to locate a retailer, go to greengasadditive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Found us. They've tracked us down. We're talking to Vito Valente, and he is a survivor. William Rodriguez helped me get in touch with him. Willie's website has a link directly to donate directly to Vito Valente. If you go up to william911.com, there's a link at the bottom of the page to donate to help Vito. And Vito, are there any other ways that people can support you or help you and the folks that you're helping?
Yes, like I said, if with the foundation right now, the Feel Good Foundation, it's www.feelgoodfoundation.com. That's with F-E-A-L, goodfoundation.com. If you clip on to that, on July 21st, 2007, at 7:30 at the Kuppenberg Center for the Performing Art in Queens College, New York, we're holding the first annual. It's in cooperation with us, the Feel Good Foundation, Artists for Hope, and the Gira Foundation, in conjunction with Friends Entertainment. We're holding the first annual 9/11 Responders Doo-Wop Rock and Roll Benefit Concert. And that night it's going to be Johnny Maestro and the Brooklyn Bridge, the Duprees, Frankie Lyman's The Legendary Teenagers, the Tokens, Cleveland Stills and the Dubs, Vito Pacone and the Elegants. Tickets are 50, 45, and 40. And we accept MasterCard, Visa, Discover, and you can either, you can go on to that site, or you can, for ticket information, you can also go on to www.friendsentertainment.com. And, all the proceeds are going toward the 9/11 responders.
Well, I remember about 3 days into 9/11, and I thought about this, and I remember exactly who said it. Mark Kornke was on this network at the time, and Mark said, listen, that dust is highly toxic, full of all this asbestos and chemicals. Don't send money. Don't send food. That's going to be stacked up to the rafters. Send breathing apparatus. And I got on air, and I had the biggest show on the network then, still do. So we sent, just a mass load to some of the local churches that were smart enough. So within a week, we had stuff going to the first responders. And for days, they were just like, oh, the air is safe. Breathe it. It's fun. But, even people on this network knew it was deadly.
Exactly. I mean, you had to be there. You know what the news and what everybody said on TV and the papers, it's nothing like, you can't compare to what I've seen.
Now, by the way, Giuliani was down there within hours, and he was wearing a mask.
Oh, yeah, he was wearing a mask, exactly. And they didn't give us nothing. And his own guy, one of his own people, Washington, the guy, I think I believe his name is John Washington, he came down. He's sick now.
Well, the EPA literally came down, though, within a day in spacesuits.
Oh, yeah.
They were in full body suits. Did you see those? I've seen photos.
Yeah. They came down. The whole scene, they were all the government officials that were there, they all had respirators, and they had these big tanks. And what about us? They didn't give us nothing.
But meanwhile, they're telling you everything's fine.
But everything, yeah, exactly.
And open up schools 200 yards away, everything's fine.
Well, Stuyvesant High School, that was right there, instead of evacuating the children, they told everybody, come on back into the school. The principal says,
While they're wearing spacesuits. Again, this just proves it.
Exactly.
Now, any other tidbits of what we're going to see tomorrow? Any fireworks, unless they edit it out, which I'm pretty sure.
Well, like I said, on the show, you're going to see myself and Bonnie Gibfrey. She's an EMS worker. She was there on stage with us. It was me and her with Joy and Rosie. And in the audience, we had another responder, Alex Sanchez, and Dr. Jacqueline Malone.
What about the question of the government letting 9/11 happen, or government involvement, or how Building 7 fell down? Did you guys have any questions when that happened, how 7 fell?
No, we didn't. No.
Do you now have any questions?
No, nothing. I have nothing really to say on that.
I know, but I'm sure you've heard people have questions.
Yeah, everybody has their opinion, and everybody has their different opinion. And to me, my main goal right now is to help the 9/11 responders that are ill.
What do you think about? Do you support Rosie's free speech when she was questioning the official story?
I can't really comment on that because I didn't really hear Rosie say that.
I understand, certainly the government knew what they were doing and left you guys out to dry.
All I can say is that the government is not doing enough for us, the 9/11 responders.
I understand. Vito Valente, Vito, we're out of time. I want to thank you for coming on with us.
Oh, thank you so much.
You bet. God bless you. We'll talk to you again soon.
God bless you guys, and thank you so much, for all you guys that are helping us.
Well, we try to help everybody. That's what we do. God bless you, sir.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Summer is once again just around the corner, and as usual, so are higher gas prices. This year, stop taking it on the chin and start fighting back. Ethos FR, a product tested and found worthy by NBC and Fox News, can save you up to 19% on fuel and reduce emissions by up to 30%. Unlike other products and gadgets you've seen advertised, Ethos FR attacks the source of the problem, unburned fuel. You see, exhaust is essentially unburned fuel that's expelled from your tailpipe. That equates to toxins being released into the environment and dollars being released from your wallet. But with Ethos FR, fuel burns more completely, helping your engine to deliver better mileage and helping you to save money. And it's so easy to use. Simply pour a couple of ounces into your tank at every fill-up, and you're on your way to saving money and the environment. So, do yourself and the environment a favor and visit ctsavegas.com to get your bottle today. That's ctsavegas.com.
The disciples asked Jesus in Matthew 24, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, disease, and earthquakes in many places." We are living in this time of Earth's history. Many people are trying to understand the climactic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. 2 Peter says, "We have a more sure word of prophecy, and you do well if you take heed. But first know this, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation." The Bible says, "We'd like you to receive this new offer, Packet B, the Unholy Alliance." These materials document the global leaders, political and religious, behind the scenes. You will receive information regarding America and prophecy, tyrants and wars, the New World Order, and much more. As always, these materials are shipped to you at no charge. Please call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715. And ask for Packet B.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jobs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Let's go ahead, since we were just talking about Rudolph Giuliani, and play part of this 8-minute Keith Uberman piece to analyze it, break it down, until we play these clips. The full thing's up on PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com right now. But right now, here is Keith Uberman talking about Giuliani milking the 9/11 fear, milking, basically engaging in terrorism. You know, vote for me or the terrorists will get you. Bottom line, they failed us. The defenses stood down like never before. They did a horrible job on 9/11. How are they heroes? Now, Uberman at least goes that far, which I've been pointing out since day one. And not only did they fail us, they ran the whole thing. But here's Keith Uberman.
A special comment about Rudolph Giuliani's remarks at a Lincoln Day dinner in New Hampshire last night. Since some indeterminable hour between the final dousing of the pyre at the World Trade Center and the breaking of what Senator Obama has aptly termed 9/11 fever, it has been profoundly and disturbingly evident that we are at the center of one of history's great ironies. Only in this America of the early 21st century could it be true that the man who was president during the worst attack on our nation and the man who was the mayor of the city in which that attack principally unfolded would not only be absolved of any and all blame for the unreadiness of their own governments, but, moreover, would thereafter be branded heroes of those attacks. And now that mayor, whose most profound municipal act in the wake of that nightmare was to suggest the postponement of the election to choose his own successor, has gone even a step beyond these M.C. Escher constructions of history. If any Republican is elected president, and I think obviously I would be best at this, we will remain on offense, and we will anticipate what the terrorists will do and try to stop them before they do it. Insisting that the election of any Democrat would mean the Democrat of the country was back on defense, Mr. Giuliani continued last night, but the question is how long will it take and how many casualties will we have? If we are on defense, we will have more losses, and it will go on longer. He said this with no sense of irony, no sense of any personal shortcomings, no sense whatsoever. And if you somehow missed what he was really saying, somehow did not hear the none too subtle subtext of vote Democratic and die, Mr. Giuliani then stripped away any barrier of courtesy, telling Roger Simon of Politico.com, quote, America will be safer with a Republican president. At least that Republican president, under which we have not been safer, has, even at his worst, maintained some microscopic distance between himself and a campaign platform that blithely threatened the American people with casualties if they, next year, elect a Democratic president, or inferring from Mr. Giuliani's flights of grandeur in New Hampshire last night, even if they elect a different Republican. How dare you, sir? How many casualties will we have? This is the language of Bin Laden. Yours, Mr. Giuliani, is the same chilling nonchalance of the madman, of the proselytizer, who has moved from even some crude framework of politics and society into a virtual Roman Colosseum of carnage and a conceit over your own ability and worthiness to decide who therein lives and who dies, rather than a reasoned discussion, rather than a political campaign advocating your own causes and extolling your own qualifications. You have bypassed all the intermediate steps and moved directly to trying to terrorize the electorate into viewing the vote for a Democrat not as a reasonable alternative and an inalienable right, but as an act of suicide. This is not the mere politicizing of the war in Iraq, nor the vague mumbled epithets about Democratic softness from a delusional vice president. This is casualties on a partisan basis, of the naked assertion that Mr. Giuliani's party knows all and will save those who have voted for it and to hell with everybody else, and that he, with no foreign policy experience whatsoever, is somehow the messiah of the moment. Even to grant that that formula, whether posed by Republican or Democrat, is somehow not the most base, the most indefensible, the most un-American electioneering in our history, even if it is somehow acceptable to assign casualties to one party and safety to the other, even if we have become so profane in our thinking that it is part of our political vocabulary to view counter-terror as one party's property and the other's liability, on what imaginary track record does Mr. Giuliani base his boast? Which party held the presidency on September 11, 2001, Mr. Giuliani? Which party held the mayoralty of New York on that date, Mr. Giuliani? Which party assured New Yorkers that the air was safe and the remains of the dead recovered and not being used to fill potholes, Mr. Giuliani? Which party wanted what the terrorists wanted, the postponement of our elections? And to whose personal advantage would that have redounded, Mr. Giuliani? Which mayor of New York was elected 8 months after the first attack on the World Trade Center, yet did not emphasize counterterror in that same city for the next 8 years, Mr. Giuliani? Which party had proposed to turn over the Department of Homeland Security to Bernard Kerik, Mr. Giuliani? Who wanted to ignore and hide Kerik's organized crime allegations, Mr. Giuliani? Who personally argued to the White House that Kerik need not be vetted, Mr. Giuliani? Which party rode roughshod over Americans' rights while braying that it was actually protecting them, Mr. Giuliani? Which party took this country into the most utterly backwards, utterly counterproductive, utterly ruinous war in our history, Mr. Giuliani? Which party has been in office as more Americans were killed in the pointless fields of Iraq than were killed in the consuming nightmare of 9/11, Mr. Giuliani? Drop this argument, sir. You will lose it. The Democrats do not understand the full nature and scope of the terrorist war against us, Mr. Giuliani continued to the Rockingham County Lincoln Day dinner last night. Never, ever again will this country be on defense waiting for terrorists to attack us. If I have any...
We don't have time to play the last 3 minutes of it. Go to prisonplanet.com. You can watch it right now if you want. It gets even better, frankly. Keith Elberman, you're just... I'm sorry, most people don't know what an M.C. Escher history is, but people might have seen the art. It's all the three- and four-dimensional bizarre architectural structures that are like mirrors. One of my favorite artists growing up. I mean, it's a popular artist. Some of you may know. Most people don't. Most people don't know how many continents there are or where Iraq is. Not my listeners, the general public, but I don't think your MSNBC audience got that, Mr. Oberman there. Here's the problem, though. See, Democrats are going to save us. It's always the Democrats, the Democrats. When I start hearing him attack Hillary and Chuckie Schumer and Lieberman and all these warmongers, then I'll really fall down at the feet of Oberman. But obviously a genius. He's also great at calling baseball. Back when I had time to watch such things, that was like 12 years ago. He's even better on sports. I mean, I'm sorry, Oberman. I'm sorry, but it's dangerous. See, it makes you think the solution is the Democrats. Everything he said is true. Now, here it is in a laughing way from John Stewart. And don't forget to cut the little profanity comment at the end out. But here's John Stewart last night laying out in one of these debates with Bush against Bush. Here it is.
So the battle lines are drawn. The Democrats are demanding a hard deadline for bringing our troops home, but have yet to move the president. And clearly their leadership might not be up to the task of convincing this president. But perhaps tonight we have a gentleman who can face off with President Bush in a spirited debate. So first, we'd like to welcome to the program the President of the United States, George W. Bush. Sir?
Thanks for the warm welcome. It's good to be here.
Nobody actually clapped. But and to debate President Bush, a much more popular figure, first-term President George W. Bush.
Good evening. I'm pleased to take your questions tonight.
Wonderful news. Now, Mr. Current President, let's start with you. More and more, people are saying you don't have the answers in Iraq. For 4 years, you've talked about progress that we're making. You continue to say that. When the Iraqis stand up, we will stand down. When are the troops coming home?
Our country is pursuing a new strategy in Iraq, and I ask you to give it a chance to work.
First term Bush, your response.
This business about, you know, more time. You know, how much time do we need?
We have to be patient here.
Well, actually, maybe President Bush has a point. Maybe we do need patience. First term Bush, you were asked to have patience, to give the inspectors of diplomacy time to work in Iraq before war. How did you respond?
Saddam Hussein and his sons must leave Iraq within 48 hours.
Wow. Deadlines, tough talk. Mr. Second term President?
It doesn't make any sense to have a timetable.
So you don't think second-term Bush, you don't think a hard and fast deadline?
We just need to give them some breathing space so they can gain their confidence and have the capabilities necessary to protect.
Well, surely we have learned how this man deceives and delays. I mean, he's giving people the runaround.
Now, sir, I don't know if that's fair. I don't know if that's fair, sir. First-term Bush, why are you such a fan of these deadlines?
The commitments we make must have meaning. When we say serious consequences for the sake of peace, there must be serious consequences.
All right, look, we're not getting anywhere here. Let's back up. First-term President Bush, why did we invade Iraq in the first place?
The terrorist threat to America and the world will be diminished the moment that Saddam Hussein is disarmed.
I see. So you wanted to protect America from the terrorist threat. Current President Bush, why can't we leave Iraq?
Our enemies would have a safe haven from which to plan and launch attacks on the American people.
So let me see if I have this straight. Basically, first-term President Bush, you invaded to remove the threat of Saddam Hussein, and you, current President Bush, are there to battle the threat created by the lack of Saddam Hussein. Okay. Well, that's interesting. Basically, second-term President Bush has to undo the damage created by first-term President Bush. First-term President Bush, any thoughts as you watch your future self prosecute this second part of the war?
This looks like a rerun of a bad movie, and I'm not interested in watching it.
Wise words. Now,
and then he goes in to talk about how Al-Qaeda doesn't know the beauty and the fun of Hanukkah, and then he makes a joke about that. Didn't even see the rest of it, uncensored, I guess, up on PrisonPlanet.com as well. But here's the problem. This is not funny. We have the U.S. and British studies, 600-plus thou-dead Iraqis. Now, that's the first 3 years. We're over 4 years and a month now, so and the studies are starting to come in preliminary. It looks like it's over a mil now. Okay, that's not funny. But see, this is a comedy show, so the only place you can have serious information to point out lies and distortions and doublethink and doublespeak is on a comedy or then on Keith Olbermann, where it's all the Democrats are going to save us. That's the problem with all of this. No, Hillary is going to come in. She is a huge warmonger. So is the entire Democratic Party, except for just a couple senators and House members. And those are saying they want to ban all the guns and, you know, basically have socialism and red stars everywhere. Literally. Which either they're either on the inside track or they're bleeding heart fools who don't know the banks finance the whole thing to consolidate power. We better have a crash course and grow up here or things are going to get progressively worse. Now, I played those clips today because I was listening to talk radio this morning, monitoring enemy transmissions of the fake neocons. And then I heard Bortz later driving over to the office, and it was all the same talking point. The front line in the battle against Al-Qaeda is Iraq. We've got to fight them there, or they'll fight us over here. Excuse me, Saddam was anti-Al-Qaeda. But you see, Bortz kept saying that you know, Al-Qaeda, you should have heard all of it. It was just such bull, folks. There was no Al-Qaeda in Iraq, and Bush said there was, and now that's admitted to be a lie. And anyone fighting back, anyone resisting of any of the factions, they then say is Al-Qaeda. I mean, basically, if the cops pull you over and you don't have an inspection sticker, it's going to be Al-Qaeda soon. You slip on a banana peel, it's Al-Qaeda. You got a stomachache, I must have eaten some bad Al-Qaeda. And I'm not even trying to be joking about this. It's like the overhanging everything. Meanwhile, tiny four-way stops in the middle of the countryside have cameras. Tiny towns have cameras. And I was on ManCow this morning. I don't agree with on many things, syndicated show. But he did say, well, I guess I agree with you on the police state. He goes, you know, I drive through a really big industrial area. I see illegal aliens everywhere working at this big scrap factory. But there's cameras they put up now, and they make $100,000 a week off of it at the red light camera. You can't turn right on red. And like you could in the past, and I know they're making millions of dollars off of this. But then the illegal aliens, they won't stop, and they're allowed to have bank accounts without ID cards. Exactly, because we're the schmoes that'll pay it. We're the dumb, dumb Americans. We really have to admit we're dumb. I mean, I've been ripped off and scammed before, and I don't get mad at the people that even did it. I get mad at myself, because then it won't happen again, or at least I'll have a better chance of it not happening again. But not here. No, man, we just sit here and we take it. 21 state police. Last week I went to the beach. 21 state police. Folks, I've gone 5 miles over the speed limit two times, and the state police have instantly pulled me over. Instantly. I mean, I got a ticket driving down there, and I'm going a few miles over the speed limit, and I'm like, you give him for just a few miles over? And he's like, yep, things have changed. You know, these yellow teeth, I was just looking at him, but totally, he literally stunk through the window. And, I mean, I'm sorry, you stink, and this whole thing you're doing stinks. Well, there's illegal aliens all around me driving 90 miles an hour passes. I actually witnessed that. Another state police pulled me over. They want to start talking about grabbing our kids and looking at our safety seats and asking. And I just said, look, I'm a talk show host. I'm going to go after you. Leave me alone. Stop now. When they wanted to search the car, and they kind of got the message and left. Plus, I turned up Coast to Coast AM. It was a rebroadcast. It was like 10 o'clock at night from me on the night before. And I go, you hear that? That's me. I'm Alex Jones. I mean, that's the only time I use stuff like that. My finger's chopped off. The illegal aliens are all going in front of me. I start yelling, attach my finger, or I'm about to be harassed. I will say, look, you can beat the rap, but you can't beat the ride. I've told cops that. I said, I assure you, this is I'm going to legally hammer you. And I'm not a litigious person. Somebody started stalking my sister 10 years ago. I sued them and won. Somebody stalked me. I sued them and won. They tried to shut down Access TV. I sued them and won. And in the process, the director went to prison, folks. He was caught stealing money. People slander me locally. I go into court. They want to settle and stop. Everything's fine. Some other locals want to snoop around into stuff and make up lies and want to claim and call people that I work for. Man, that's fine. That's how you get sued. And I mean, I don't understand it. It's not like I have a history of not doing what I say I'll do. I wasn't going to do it. That's it. It's being filed. You know, this, I just can't take it, ladies and gentlemen. I've already digressed and gotten off into myself. I'm just mad. Because I do everything I do out of a pure heart, and I just see the whole society degenerating. Do you think I like spending $10,000, $15,000 to sue somebody? Do you think I'm even glad the director of Access TV went to prison? Do you think I like that? I want to make films. I want to have an effect. I want to do good. I want to have enough time to go help people at a soup kitchen. I like it. That's who I am, you scum. But I can't do that. I've got to defend myself. I want to go in the park and have a picnic, but I can't. I got to sit here and watch this country completely unravel around me. All right. Let me, I know we got loaded phone lines. I could try to jam in or I could cover all this news. Oh, God, we'll be back.
Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, and the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here. I want you to imagine waking up one morning to find out you've been burglarized. An intruder has taken your personal possessions, credit card number, social security cards, banking information, and more, all in the hands of a total stranger. What's worse is you realize he got it through your front door because you left it unlocked. Every time you walk away from your computer, leaving your internet connection on, you are virtually inviting hackers, criminals, and Big Brother to access your personal information. Put a stop to this right now with the Net7 Network Security Switch from Net7 Technologies. Turn your internet on and off with one simple switch. There's no software to load, and it's so easy to install. Right now, you can order your Net7 Security Switch from Net7 Technologies for only $39.95. For a limited time, receive free shipping with your order. Visit net7tech.com. That's net, the number 7, tech.com, and start protecting yourself today.
Thank you.
born to stay the course, to ram the New World Order amidships. And I am doing it. And I ask you to join me in this fight against the New World Order and to never surrender. Never give one inch. Give them the cold steel of the InfoWar. All right. We're not going to go to calls because I got to cover all this. I can't get to the Lou Dobbs either. Big clips up on PrisonPlanet.com of Lou Dobbs with Pastor, the head CFR member who wrote up the plan for North America that Bush signed into law 2 years ago as we're integrated, saying, oh, we're going to get rid of all the borders and have a continental security zone, exactly what the UN chief McKenzie, head of UN peacekeeping, said the Wednesday after, a week plus after 9/11. But I keep telling you about continental security zone. We got to have the North American Union for your security, or Al Qaeda will get you. You know what? Play that clip. It's in the first minute. Just start playing. There's more of it later, but start playing the Dobbs.
Border security is arguably the critical issue in this country's fight against radical Islamist terrorism. But our borders remain porous, so porous that 3 million illegal aliens entered this country last year, nearly all of them from Mexico. Now, incredibly, a panel sponsored by the Council on Foreign Relations wants the United States to focus not on the defense of our own borders, but rather create what effectively would be a common border that includes Mexico and Canada. Christine Romans has the report.
On Capitol Hill, testimony calling for Americans to start thinking like citizens of North America and treat the U.S., Mexico, and Canada like one big country.
The best way to secure the United States today is not at our two borders with Mexico and Canada, but at the borders of North America as a whole.
That's the view in a report called Building a North America.
It just goes on and on. But no, there's no North American Union. I've got all these neocon sites saying I'm a big liar. I mean, I just can't believe it. Watch, they're going to say gun control is conservative, and O'Reilly's calling for it. And I tell you, I told you it happened. Now we're evil because we don't want to hand our guns in. Folks, they can tell them putting red hammer and sickles on their armband is conservative, and these so-called conservatives will do it. Okay, do you understand how bad they are? Absolute trash. And here's all the other news we didn't get to. Fellow Ranger ordered to conceal truth about Tillman's death. I just thought I'd mention that, Associated Press, another one about Jessica Lynch went public saying in a testimony it was all lies and propaganda, and she was told to lie. And then that integrates in with Pentagon wants to end controversial spying program. It's been in place forever, for 50 years. It's not going away. That's Pentagon lies, okay? Just want you to know they're pure liars. And by the way, all the evidence shows they killed Pat Tillman on purpose because he was about to come out against the war. U.S. Officials exclude car bombs in touting drop in Iraq violence. So they cut out all the truck bombs and don't count that and tell you deaths have gone down. The total lies. McClatchy newspapers. Bin Laden overseeing Iraq, Afghanistan ops and the Taliban. I mean, this guy basically runs everything. We're out of time here. This is the Wall Street Journal about how the government could control the weather and stop global warming. Folks, they've been doing it since the 60s. We've had the father of weather weapons on. Big article on Prison Planet and InfoWars coming up later today. China to force rain ahead of Olympics. That's Associated Press. Industry caught with the global tax for carbon is a fraud. It's nothing to do with stopping global warming, folks, even if you believe it's man-made. It does nothing. You understand? Compute that. And please get the Rosie O'Donnell scoop. Major breaking. All the behind the scenes. How she was censured. Why she left. Up on PrisonPlanet.com. God bless you all. Got to go file a lawsuit.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.